Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, we've got Brad Meltzer of Decoded popping in, and then George Norrie to give us his take on Egypt, the economy, and so much more. Naomi Prinz, best-selling author, formerly managing director at Goldman Sachs, joins us, and I want to get her back up in the near future just to talk about Goldman Sachs itself. But I look at Goldman Sachs with all of its people in government giving themselves government bailout. I see them knowingly selling the Timberwolf, telling investors it was great, and then privately laughing at their investors. It's a very piratical, you know, worldview, and then they don't get in trouble because it's their people running the SEC. Same with J.P. Morgan and the handful of the other, you know, five big super banks. And I was talking about how they are exempt from all their own rules. And you said, yeah, look at the IRS. I mean, it's this inequity that and this criminality that they just never get in trouble because they control the government.
Well, exactly. And all of those companies tend to pay less than taxes because they have the accountants, because they know the loopholes, because they are offshore and a number of different reasons. Whereas, you know, we're just talking about the IRS, audits for the middle class have tripled. Actually, New York Times reported this a few years ago. They had tripled during this last decade for, you know, sort of regular people. I read an article, actually, in Alternate recently. It was an old article from 2009 that just made me livid about a single mom with three kids who was told by the IRS that she made too much money as a hairdresser at Supercuts, where she made $18,000 a year, and that therefore she couldn't deduct her children who live with her because she was able to make ends meet on almost nothing. They thought she was hiding something. So, you know, those are the people that get targeted. Whereas corporations are paying less and less on a proportional basis of the receipts.
Google pays 2.4% taxes. Some of these big banks work it out because they write the loopholes and get them passed. Pay nothing. I mean, and then meanwhile, I'm paying, at the end of the day, you know, they claim it's 35%, but it's more like 40%. They've got it all figured out.
Right, and it's more than that, because if you have expenses, you're going to be treated differently than a corporation is going to be treated. So it's really all figured out, and therefore, it looks like we are in a much worse condition as a country, because we are disproportionately trying to suck money out of the people that have it least and disproportionately allowing those that have it most to keep it. And that's been a problem generally in our economy, and that doesn't even count the trillions of dollars of bailouts that a lot of these financial institutions receive starting in late 2008, without which many might not be in existence today.
In closing, what do we do from your perspective to start countering this and somehow fix it? What are the solutions?
Well, I think one thing is shows like yours is getting information. I think a lot more people who feel disenfranchised and in a negative personal economy are looking for alternative information sources, you know, to know they're not alone and they're not crazy and there's nothing wrong with them. There's actually real policies that are affecting them, and I think that's the start, is that kind of information sharing and that kind of knowledge. And then it's really organizing and getting together trying to at least make our voices heard. I mean, there's something to be said for what's going on in the square in Egypt right now. And again, there are many reasons for that revolution taking place then, but many of them stem from being screwed by the international capital class and wanting very simple dignity and simple jobs and the ability to make a living.
And clearly, the international capital class is not really free market. It's crony market where they rig the system for themselves like a rigged casino. It's got to end. The problem is they're going to sell us collectivism is the answer, because then they can collect more of our wealth and steal it through government and give it to themselves. Very complex issue. Naomi Prinz of NaomiPrinz.com. We look forward to having you back on to really get into Goldman Sachs itself in the next month or so. Thank you so much for spending time with us, and I'm honored that you're a listener.
Thank you, Alex. Take care.
There goes Naomi Prinz, amazing Goldman Sachs insider. We'll have her back very soon to get into Inside Goldman Sachs. We'll be right back. Brad Meltzer's coming up, then George Norrie, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Extend your life with Extendovice. I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
HempUSA.org urges everyone to plan ahead for possible food shortages in the future. We offer this dense, nutrient-storable food directly from the farm to your door. What the world needs is our energy-packed hemp food in a storable, portable form that can easily and quickly be picked up for travel. This food contains readily available protein, amino acids, essential fatty acids, digestive enzymes, and major minerals. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. And with prices rising in every sector, the investment in your future is critical to have some storable food available. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark, so be practical and be wise. Call 908-691-2608 and place your order today. If food shortages don't come, you can always rotate our hemp foods back into your daily food supply. To place your order, learn more, and see numerous other great products, visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're scheduled to have Brad Meltzer joining us here in about 7-8 minutes. We've only got him for 15, so we're going to skip the next network break coming up for stations that are out there. This is very important, obviously, what we've been talking about with the economy, because it affects us all. I want to get back into that and then some of the latest developments in Egypt as well. But before I go any further, we've posted a new article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. There's also a trailer for the hour-long special with the father of weaponized weather, Ben Livingston, because it's normal to have different cycles and mega blizzards and hot temperatures and then cold temperatures. I mean, the only thing that's constant is change in weather and the climate. But Al Gore came out yesterday and said this is global warming to have snow. And, of course, a few years ago, we played the clips, he said we would have snowless winters because of global warming. He is a quack, he is a fraud, and he knows it. He's bought into the big carbon trading company with Bill Clinton and George Soros and others. So it's important, though, to understand that the federal government admits they have weather weapon programs, weather manipulation programs. The former Secretary of Defense, William Cohen, of course, has admitted all of this as well. And we need to understand that this could all be natural, what's happening. But the fact that it's all classified, or most of it's classified, what's going on with weather weapons and geoengineering and weather manipulation, that we need to demand all of this be classified. The video and the article is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The father of weaponized weather, veteran weather modification expert Ben Livingston, is a former Navy physicist who briefed President Lyndon Baines Johnson on the effectiveness of weather control back in the 60s. And, of course, he launched attacks on the North Vietnamese using it. He was the first guy to fly into typhoons and hurricanes with an aircraft in World War II and after World War II. He's an amazing individual. And when it was declassified 5 years ago, we were able to start talking about it. And most of this interview has never before been seen. We released one a few years ago, but this is the full thing with the latest information. And it's available at PrisonPlanet.tv. We are adding more and more exclusive original videos, all of my films, expanded extras, the live video stream of the radio show. That's also archived each day. My book, Paul Watson's book, countless other films we've been authorized to post, like Camp FEMA and many other documentaries. PrisonPlanet.tv is an armory of resistance, and we always run the special in December and January. We've never run it into February, where you can get 5 months free at PrisonPlanet.tv, but you can right now. And I've told them to pull down the special in the next 2 days, to go ahead and get around to it, but I wanted to have this Ben Livingston video go out first during the special, and so we're a little bit late pulling the special, but it's now available at PrisonPlanet.tv. And it is your support of the broadcast. It is your support of the radio show, of our local AM and FM sponsors, of our national sponsors. It's you spreading the word that allows us to continue and grow. And the information, obviously, we're covering is so vital to the future of this republic. So please don't forget to support our sponsors and also become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. We allow you with the same username passcode to have six people logged on at one time with the same code. So you can also give yourself the gift of information and support us, but also share it with a few friends and family. I'd love to just give it out all for free, but then we couldn't finance ourselves. We also have the online video bookstore / t-shirt, ball caps, Infowars.com, draft Ron Paul, V for Victory. A lot of new t-shirts up there as well at Infowars.com. And we couldn't do any of this again without your support, but great books, powerful films. You may know all about this stuff. You may know more than I do. But your neighbors, your friends, your family will watch professionally produced films. They will read well-written, dynamic, informative, intriguing books. And they're all available at Infowars.com, as I was saying earlier. Again, Brad Meltzer should be on the next 5 minutes or so. Then George Norrie, who needs no introduction, will be joining us in the last half hour. I may twist his arm and go into overdrive, but I know the guy's got to probably go to sleep before he does his radio show again tonight, the second largest radio show in the world. So that is coming up as well today. Obviously, I spent much of the first hour getting into this article because it's so incredibly important. Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. We're doing the key Google search term today. Obama triggers blackouts. And you can read the article at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Obama's blocking of new power plants triggers nationwide blackouts. Fury as hospitals hit with outages while post-industrial collapse of America accelerates by design. And then insiders like GE gets waivers from all of this while they shut down power plants in Georgia, Kansas, South Dakota, and Texas, shutting down old plants, shutting down new plants, or restricting the power output of plants while police stations, traffic lights, hospitals don't have power. I mean, this is incredible. And while the globalists, the insiders that run our country, are the biggest holders of our debt through their pawn, China, this is high treason. I call treason, and I'm sick of it. And I want to get this report out to everybody. This article needs to be seen so people know why they're having blackouts all over the country, so they know why all of this is going on. This is important information. It just shows how brazen and naked the criminality has gotten in our society. And I just had the former managing director of Goldman Sachs on, agreeing and concurring with this insider takeover of the power plants and our society. It is so criminal, and somebody has got to stand up and basically call it what it is, treason, a sellout, where these select companies get unfair trade advantages against our entire society by doing this. And they're doing it on the health care, where If you're an Obama insider, you don't have to get the health care, an unfair trade advantage. They're doing it on NAFTA and GATT deals with select corporations who do whatever they want. Small mom and pops or even larger independent groups can't. This is the system of control that we've been discussing. Now I am excited to be joined by Brad Meltzer. He's the number one New York Times bestselling author of the Book of Fate, as well as the other bestsellers, The Tenth Justice, Dead Even, The First Counsel, The Millionaires, The Zero Game, The Book of Lies. His latest book is, of course, The Inner Circle, and he is the producer or the creator of Decoded, the last episode of the latest season coming up this Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern. We had Brad on last week, and he said, look, trust me, you're going to like the episode. And, yeah, they made me, I think, look pretty good. But that isn't the end-all, be-all in this. The real question is, did they present the Grove? And, of course, it's all from perspectives in a way that I think was accurate. I think they showed both sides, but leaned towards the Grovers. But what do you expect to get it on national TV? Brad, were you, you hadn't seen the final cut yet. Were you happy with what aired last Thursday?
You know, I think you described it actually, you know, near perfectly. Like, I think we show both sides. But the one thing I disagree is I don't think we lean toward the Grovers. I think that the, if you look at what's online, I think two things came through. I think one, you came through like a hero, right? I mean, the last line about you was, you know, let's get Alex out of here. It was like protective, very protective of you. And I'll wager good money in, you know, in your experience that that's rare for you, right? I mean, I feel like we took real good care for you. And I was proud of that, that we take care of the people who...
No, the only other national TV program to ever be fair and not trying to make me look like a kook is Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura. So no, I mean, you did keep your, you know, word on that. I mean, you said we'll be fair, and I think it was fair overall with myself. It's just that, you know, the host of the show, but they've got their own views saying, oh, it's so wonderful, we wish we could be involved. And when you said... You know, I briefly described the ritual, and you said, and that's it, that's all that happens there. And obviously you can't put everything in a short program, but there was a lot more there, and you did every...
Yeah, but to be fair, like, and you saw this, right, is, we talked about this last week, is they said legally we couldn't run the footage. If we were really being controlled by anyone who said no, we wouldn't have tried... I mean, we literally recreated that footage and had a whole art department. We pushed the show back 2 weeks to make sure that we could show... the best version of that footage legally anyone would allow.
No, I mean, it was a beautifully done, well-produced...
Yeah, like we went all out to say, like, listen, man, this guy found this stuff. Let's look at it. I mean, this is the real deal. And I think, you know, I think you made it... I actually think the interesting part of the episode was watching Buddy, Mac, and Scott, who are amazingly wonderful people. You spend time with them. You know that yourself. But I think they got really freaked out after being arrested. I really do. And I think, you know, at the end of the show when they said, you know, yeah... the Grove is this or that. I mean, listen, I had the last word on the show, and you saw how I closed it. And I closed it saying, like, you know what? I don't like when in America some people have more say than others. And I think that was a real, you know, that was something to be listened to at that moment.
No, no, I mean.
Not saying, hey, everybody, let's, you know, this is all peace and love and happiness.
Brad, obviously I have mixed feelings about the piece, and so I'm just giving people my honest view of it. Surely all the experts you talked to, and of course you just went and talked to real people, they all said at the end of the day we have a problem with the secrecy and policy being decided there. So you had all four of the people, the experts you interviewed, myself and three others concurred, from Mary Moore to the professor to everybody else. And so that point did get brought across, honestly. And then your host kind of said, oh, we don't think there's a problem. But then you came back and said, no, I think there is. So overall, I think it was balanced. And what do people from our perspective, you know, my listeners, expect to see? Frankly, it was better than I thought it was going to be, Brad. So overall, I don't think you've been deceptive on that front. And I appreciate you involving me in the show.
Yeah, and listen, here's the thing is I can only, and you know this better than anybody, you can only represent yourself by your actions, not your words. And what we spoke about last week, I was like, Alex, listen, I haven't seen the final cut, but I saw the cut right before it, and I think you're going to go, this is more fair than anything you've seen out there when you go on, especially with you, because you know everyone, you know, is always out to make you look like a nut.
Trio Network.
And I was like, listen, I will only ever ask anyone to judge Decoded, and people have their own views of History Channel, and people have their own views of what you do, what I do, what all of us do, but you can only judge Decoded by watching it. And I think when you looked at the response the next day, I think the major call from Americans around the country on our Facebook page, on our Twitter account, everywhere that I had stuff, was like, man, you really tried to blow the lid off of something here. And it wasn't like, you know, you were trying to protect something. You know what? I appreciate that people saw it for what it was. They didn't, you know, we didn't. The thing that I thought was actually important and interesting is, like, what we really try to, and I think we do it on every episode, is what you said, try to be fair. Show both sides, let people look, and let's make a sensible decision. And
well,
I think that we did.
Let me say this. The Trio Network aired the footage I shot 9 years ago, but obviously it probably has 1/100th at the time, the viewership that History Channel and a premier program like yours does, and they did basically try to make me look like a lunatic kook. So compared to that, compared to what they did, yes, I would say it's an A+. But compared to what my radio show or the internet, you know, can do, having more time to really get into it, you know, I'd give it a B. But for getting it on national television, I think it says something about how much culture's changed. They would have never allowed this on 10 years ago. I think the internet has pushed the boundaries of what can be shown and gotten into with how many media executives do go to the Grove. I am surprised it even aired. I'll be honest with you.
You know, and I think you're right about this. I think also a very important thing you said is it's just a different world than 9 years ago, right? And we, when we started this show, this is fascinating to me. You know, one of the producers said to me, Brad, on shows like this, you know, and he's talking about every network, not talking about History by any stretch, you know, but like on shows like this, we have people trying to get to the truth. Here's how it works, he says to me. He says, when you have less facts, you play more scary music. And I was like, man, no true words ever been spoken, but I never want to be that show. I never want to be the show that needs to rely on scary music for the thrills. To me, the most thrilling, scary story of all is the true story. So, you know, we were like, let's go show it. Let's show what it is. If someone's got footage of it, let's air it. If we can't air it, let's reproduce it in, you know, a form that you can air. And I think, you know, what I think America has done in Decoded, and when they watch it, you know, and wait till you see tonight's episode. Tonight's episode is on the Georgia Guidestones. I don't know if you know the Georgia Guidestones, but it's like the United States. They're amazing. They're crazy.
Yeah, I think I said tomorrow night, I think it's Wednesday. I guess tonight is Thursday,
tonight,
so it's
on
tonight.
History Channel, 10 p.m., 9 Central. You'll see our Georgia, you know, we do American Stonehenge. And it'll blow your mind. We go and
well, you know it's Ted Turner. I mean, you know Ted Turner.
Oh, we mentioned Ted Turner on the episode. We don't shy away from it.
I mean, it's Ted Turner that gave the money to the RC Christian.
You know what? I don't think what I say tonight on the episode is I think the Ted Turner theory is preposterous because Ted Turner is a guy that when you look at what his stuff is, he never shies away from taking credit. However, what we do at the end of the episode, and you'll see there, is we try to identify who R.C. Christian is. And, you know, the idea that he's, listen, this is a guy who's probably still alive. There's lots of theories of who he is and who put up this American Stonehenge. And
I got to stop you because we're almost out of time. I only got 8 minutes left here, Brad. But R.C. Christian is an anagram for Rosicrucians.
I know.
It's got to keep us at 500 million number. Yes, we've been there. Yes, we've covered it. Now let me get into the tough issues with you. And obviously, I'll be watching tonight with your show because I find it intriguing. We appreciate you giving us time. And hopefully, you'll come back on for 30 minutes or an hour in the future when the series is done, when you're not so busy. I know you're doing a bunch of interviews right now.
Yeah, awesome.
But here's what I have problems with. You know, Buddy and them say, well, you know, they're supposedly setting up this world government, but we're still here. No, we're going into a global government. They're announcing the global government run by the private banks. You go on and say, everybody always blames Skull and Bones for everything, but it hadn't been proven. Alfonso Taft set up Skull and Bones with Williams and Hudgens and Russell. It's admitted in mainline research that they did, Russell went to Germany and did join the Illuminati. There's a plaque inside the Skull and Bones reportedly, when others broke into it in the 1880s, saying from the Illuminati to our U.S. chapter. I saw all sorts of Skull and Bones, pirate quotes, skulls, statements. I own three of the annals of the Bohemian Grove. Which actually talk about connections. I have Helmut Schmidt's book, The German Chancellor, talking about the connections to the Bavarian Illuminati. And so to say, you know, Alex is saying there's a Skull and Bones connection. There's no doubt that you got Taft and others going there, and that's when the bigwigs show up, and it is a Skull and Bones type outfit.
Yeah, you know, and let me say this, is we, you know, I went and searched, and I made sure that the, you know, the people who were, when we were doing that show, I was like, listen, Alex just said Skull and Bones. If this is the great Skull and Bones one, find it, man. Let's go. Let's look and find out what they're doing now. And I can't argue. Listen, you know this stuff backwards. You know, you know what you have, and I can't see it right now as I talk to you. But what I will say is, you know what my opinion of Skull and Bones is? Is in 1992, when I was in college, my buddy Matt Oshinsky, who was a Yale undergraduate, and I used to go up and visit, I wanted to get in the Skull and Bones in 1992, and I was like, take me in there. And he was basically like, these guys are yutzes, you know, and he was in his own secret society, but he was like, man, Skull and Bones isn't what it used to be. It used to be something awesome, right? It used to have the power elite. And it's just not the way it was today. And I can only say that everyone has their own personal experience. Yeah. My personal experience was my buddy was there, who I trust, who I knew was a stand-up guy, stand-up American, and was like, these guys aren't what they used to be. And it's like any other
culture. Right, let me tell you.
Something in the day, but it's just not what it used to be. And to me, like, you find a man, I'll air it. I'm
Brad,
love to do Skull and Bones.
Brad, I'll send you to Charlotte Iserby, whose father and grandfather were Skull and Bones, and she's got the grandfather clocks. She's the one that gave Anthony Sutton all the secret documents. We've now copied them all. We're doing a big report on it. And let me tell you something. She says it's black magic occult. There is a cult going on there. Her dad was a guest of Bohemian Grove, and it's definitely connected, and they definitely get naked and are born again in coffins and the whole nine yards. And I'm here to tell you, Skull and Bones is the Illuminati. It is very dark, and it is pushing a global, tyrannical world government. I mean, here's another issue I've got. And if you want to talk...
Let me also say this before you finish that thought, is send it to me. Because I, again, as a man of my, not just word, but my actions, you can judge him. If you have the information... I'd love to put that on the air and show the truth. Like, but send it to me, because I'd love to do, if we get another season, I'd love to do Skull and Bones, man. I'd love to find out what the real story is there. That is what I'm dying to know. And if I don't ever proclaim that I know it all. I'm willing to look at anything that anyone wants to send when it comes to proof. So please send it to me, pal.
Well, I'm not trying to keep slapping you around. I'm just doing an honest interview.
Stop, man. You gave us an A+. I can't ask for more than that.
Well, I mean, an A+ compared to anything else that's ever been on television.
Yeah, that's okay. I'll take it. I'll take a curve.
But, I mean, I think that's about as much as you could get on TV. But, I mean, even showing the other side and being fair. But here's another big issue. You said, okay, that's the ritual. The most important thing I may say on this broadcast, this program, is that outsiders shouldn't try to interpret this. I went to professors. I researched the occult. And those old men watching that ritual were taking it as a ritual. They were getting off on it. They were grinding their teeth. There's a bunch of other rituals. I did tell your crew, and it's even at Vanity Fair and the New York Post, about the gay porn stars being brought in, the sex, the homosexuality. That did not make it in the show. And so it is an occult ritual. They do take it serious. And as an outsider, I'm able to research the occult and know what's happening. I think that prejudiced everything I said in the program when you said that.
It's interesting, because I actually took it a different way. I actually took it as, you know, again, don't, you know, it's like when we went into Freemasonry and we went looking at Freemasonry, I think a lot of stuff in Freemasonry gets taken literally that's meant figuratively. And I'm not defending it, I'm not protecting it, I'm not saying either way. You know, people have their opinions.
Well, the porch Masons aren't bad people, and many of our founders were Masons, and they spoke out against the Illuminati.
My point is simply that when, and it wasn't meant to slap anyone either way, when I said that statement, it was... And I stand behind that. To me, is still the best thing that I said on that whole episode, except for maybe the closing remarks of the episode. And it was, when you try to analyze something, when you truly try to decode something, you have to understand the context. And I think even you'd agree with that, right? You've got to know the context of what it is. And if the context is really a cult and is really world domination, then yeah, we should go after them. But, you know, just because you have, you know, there are a lot of crazy sworn in things we do.
Yeah, but I've got their annals. They've released to universities what they've been doing for 100 years, like Berkeley, and they are the ones that want world government. They're the ones pushing, and I think you were somewhat fair, you know, allowing me to even say that, but you've seen Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove. You've seen The Order of Death, the two films I have on one DVD, and if folks want it, it's available at Infowars.com, Brad, or at least your crew's seen it. I mean, we've done deep research. These guys are taking... I've talked to widows of Bohemian Grove members who talk about how they worship little owls in their houses. At the Bohemian Grove headquarters in San Francisco, carved on the side are men in robes about to throw a baby into a fire. I mean, I've got their own publications where it shows a child in a pool of blood. I mean, this
you know what? And I'm, again, not defending them, but just putting them in context, is, you know, when I was in high school, there was an amazing scavenger hunt, okay? And it made the New York Times... Okay, from where I was in Florida, I made the New York Times, a high school scavenger hunt, for one reason, Alex, and it was this. It was that some dummy, at the very end of the day, when they were putting all the things, the stop signs that people were supposed to steal and the, you know, and go get a sign for McDonald's and whatever else they were supposed to get, a Happy Meal, that someone put a live human baby, okay?
I hear you, Brad. We're out of time. The show's on tonight. Look forward to talking to you soon. Let me say bye to you during the break.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, he is the number one overnight talk show host in the world. He is the second largest talk show host on the planet, but he is the number one overnight in the world, number two worldwide behind Rush Limbaugh, a close second. And, you know, in the age of Anderson Cooper with a million viewers and Glenn Beck, you know, with 3 million on Fox, it's amazing when you talk about media, the only media on this planet of the thousands and thousands of choices on broadcast and mainline media and alternative included, the only audiences that are still mega huge and actually reach giant numbers of people are massive syndicated talk radio. And of course, he's right up there at the top on internet as well. And it's great to have somebody like George Norrie, because I admire Art Bell, incredibly well-spoken, very intelligent. I admire him as a broadcaster. But when George Norrie took the show over 7-8 years ago and took the show in a somewhat other direction, started covering a lot of hardcore political issues, forced inoculations, the private Federal Reserve, the Bilderberg Group, Bohemian Grove, George Norrie pulls no punches, censors no one, and no one anywhere in what can be called mainstream media. And of course, he's that crossover. He's both alternative and mainstream. No one can hold a candle to George Norrie. And he's with us for the next 45 minutes. We'll take calls for 15, 20 minutes or so into the next hour. Right now I've got George all to myself. The website's coasttocoastam.com. That's coasttocoastam.com. Really probably no stranger to most of you out there, but if you're new listeners out there or haven't given it a listen, it's on 500-plus radio stations across the country. In fact, George, I know the show just keeps growing, even past what Art Bell did. How many stations are you on now, George?
As of yesterday, Alex, my affiliates people sent me my monthly report. We are now on 540 stations in North America, which is an all-time high. And as you were saying, we're the second largest affiliated program in the country. Like a horse race, we're coming around the stretch, and I think we're going to be number one. I really do. I can feel it, and I can see it, and that's our goal. So we've got a hard, dedicated staff, and though we're going right after one of our own syndicated folks, I want to beat him. And that's what we're going to do.
Hey, well, Rush is all about the free market of ideas. And so, in fact, I've even seen industry publications say that if you continue to grow like this within 6 months to a year, you may eclipse Rush Limbaugh.
That's right. So we're keeping our fingers crossed, and we'll see what happens. And I'll tell you a funny story. Years ago, I was having lunch in Austin, Texas, and I found a black book, a small black book. I opened it up. And it was the Alex Jones playbook of how to do a successful show. And it said, cover the Federal Reserve, cover inoculations. So I took it, and I changed the format.
Did you really find a black book?
No, I'm kidding.
It's a metaphor for you. Oh, man, you are something else. Well, look, we have talked a lot about globalist forces, the big mega Davos, George Soros type folks who... You know, we think of it as America versus the Middle East or America versus Russia. No, these globalists want turmoil. They want the strategy of tension. You've talked so much about that. And now we see what's happening in the Middle East and the Muslim Brotherhood openly being funded by our own government, openly calling for an end to the peace treaty with Israel if they take over Egypt. And the whole world is saying, why would our government overthrow their own puppet? They're not trying to bring in a democracy, which I wish they would, or a free society. They're trying to bring in something in Saudi Arabia, in Jordan, in Yemen, in Egypt, that is going to destabilize the entire region. What's your view on that?
Well, there's something very strange going on in the Middle East, Alex. And as you know, I am Middle Eastern. I'm a Christian Lebanese. My father was born in Cairo. My mother, who is Christian Lebanese, was born in Boston, Massachusetts, Fitchburg, actually. I know the Middle East probably better than most national radio talk show hosts. I was raised in it. I mean, we eat the food. We know the culture. I speak broken Arabic. I know the Middle East. And there's a situation out there that is very scary right now, and that is you just don't know who the players are. And by that I mean governments have propped up dictatorship regimes for years. We did it with Saddam Hussein. We've done it with Mubarak. And the people of these countries at this point are fed up with it. Whether they hate America or not, and that we can talk about in a moment, they are fed up with the dictators controlling their destiny. The unemployment rate in Egypt is absolutely ridiculous. Those people of young age, the unemployment rate has got to be over 40 to 50%. People are existing on a few dollars a day, and they're at a point where they said enough is enough. Now, the problem with all this is you just don't know who's instigating, how it started. I mean, we saw what happened in Tunisia weeks ago, and now all of a sudden it filtered into Yemen, it's filtered into Egypt, and you don't know if the globalists are behind it or not, and it's very frustrating. I think what happened is Mubarak had to go. He's been in power for 30 years, and governments probably said, geez, enough of this guy. Let's get something fresh in here. But the population of those countries took things into their own hands through the power of the Internet, through the power of Facebook, through the power of Twitter, something they've never anticipated before. And these people have organized their own peaceful protest. Now, just yesterday, we saw what happened in Cairo with Mubarak supporters, henchmen, who started causing problems, shooting and everything else. Now, the place is in chaos. I think Egypt's going to collapse, and I don't know what direction, honestly, it's going to go.
Well, George, I'm going to put a headline up on the TV screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, but for listeners, the London Telegraph, the Associated Press, they all reported U.S. government, here's the headline, Egypt protest, America's secret backing for rebel leaders behind uprising, and now it's confirmed they met a year ago, 6 months ago, and again 3 weeks ago with the Muslim Brotherhood, who are openly now saying they're going to overthrow all of the regimes, including the Jordanians, Saudi leadership, who I'm no fan of any of them. I've been a big critic of Hosni Mubarak and the black sites and the torture sites and the ghost sites. But at the same time, then you see them maneuvering the Muslim Brotherhood and this al-Baradei, who's this big UN chief, who's a globalist. And our government says, oh, we don't really want freedom there. We just want something new. And then now know this group that George Soros funds, the crisis group, is involved. And then suddenly they're announcing we're going to take over and we're going to break our peace treaty with Israel. And Israel's freaking out. I mean, that looks like the ordered out of chaos card. Here's a headline today. Muslim Brotherhood wants end to Egypt-Israeli peace deal. I mean, this is some scary stuff, but we know the globalists, again, want to play countries off against each other.
Oh, there's no question about it. Look, my father, when I was growing up as a boy in Detroit, Michigan, was a member of an organization called the Mardin Club. Now, Mardin was in Turkey, and we had a lot of relatives who were also born out there. We're not Turkish, but that's where they were. And in Detroit, they had this building. They had a club that was called the Mardin Club. And I would go with them. I was 8 years old, 9 years old. I would go with them when they would get together on Friday nights or Saturday nights. And this is what they did. They ate Middle Eastern food. They played Middle Eastern music. They played, well, I thought it was dominoes, but it was a different kind of game. And they just had a great time. There was nothing clandestine. They never talked about overthrowing governments. They loved America. They were immigrants who came here legally. Something strange about the Muslim Brotherhood. It was formed in Egypt a long time ago as a peaceful organization to promote Islam. That's what they wanted to do. That's what their intent was. Along the line, some people infiltrated that organization and started spouting the hatred that we see today.
British intelligence, that's on record. Well, they want to destabilize.
Sure. You go to Osama bin Laden was basically part of that organization and broke away because that group at the time did not want to be violent. They were peaceful. Now, whether it's political or not, during 9/11, they came out and condemned that horrible situation. But here's the problem today. Number one, Alex, as you and I know when you talked with me on Coast to Coast, we don't know who to believe anymore. We know a couple things that are true, and that is the globalists want to control this planet. The globalists will do whatever they have to do in order to disrupt all of us. I am so convinced at this point that if every person who hated America for whatever reason said, you know what, we want peace, let's make this work, we're done with violence, I'm convinced the globalists would do things and blame it on those people again. So you don't know who to believe anymore. And I am deathly afraid that this planet is heading toward some kind of massive destruction in terms of political leanings, that there may be nothing we can do except to continue the fight on the air and do what we're doing. I find it amazing that you and I continue to talk without anybody clipping the wires.
Well, that was the next issue I was going to raise. I want to get back into geopolitically what's happening with the dollar devaluation, now putting incredible pressure on countries like Egypt, where right at half the population is on $2 a day. The IMF, World Bank pressuring them to cut the food allotment. 43 million Americans now on food stamps. So the big central banks, the globalists, trigger a political atmosphere that they know is going to cause upheaval in the Middle East and North Africa. Then they roll in with the, quote, revolutionaries, knowing that revolution was already coming, so they're going to use it to put in a new system, and then it looks like it's going to be a system that wants to have war with Israel. So it's proof right there that this unseen hand is now coming out in the open. But I want to get more into that with you, George, in a moment. But first, you brought up censorship. We have the FCC announcing that they want to run the Internet and control it. We've got all these diversity czars at the FCC saying they want to restrict free speech. We have MSNBC now saying the Tea Party is like the, quote, Muslim Brotherhood and radical and dangerous. That came out last night with Chris Matthews. We have the White House regulations are calling to restrict free speech. We have the Internet kill switch being announced, similar to what we just saw in Egypt. We're now really starting to see a move where don't talk about political stuff or you could cause another Tucson shooting when we know the guy was drugged out of his mind and had nothing to do with politics. We're finally not just seeing an attack on the Second Amendment. We're seeing open trial balloons to go after the First as we go into this global depression. George Norrie, what's your view on that?
Well, first of all, I can't believe, but I had an email after the Tucson tragedy when I called that shooter on the air a whacked out lunatic. And the next day I got an email from a woman who said, how can you do that to him? He's got rights too. And I went, man, these people just don't understand. They just don't understand. Look, there's something. When I was in school, I was told two things. One is, the airwaves belong to the public. The public's interests, convenience, and necessity. They're not owned by me. They're not owned by corporations. The public owns those airwaves. We were under the Fairness Doctrine when I was in broadcasting in 1971. That's a long time ago. It didn't bother me. I mean, I think broadcasters have a responsibility, Alex, to balance their shows. I think if you or if I say something about someone or someone, we should back it up with facts and also give them the opportunity or someone to explain how they feel. There's nothing wrong with that. But what's happened today is everybody's gone in these different tangents, these different directions, and they forgot about the most important thing that has kept American broadcasting so strong. And that is balance. And we just don't have that anymore. When I started tweaking Coast to Coast 8 years ago, I did it for one main reason. This planet was changing and changing very fast, and it needed voices and it needed truth. We still do, as you well know, the ghosts, the UFOs, the Bigfoots, the mysteries. We do all that stuff. I love that. But we had to add the other ingredient, and specifically after 9/11 occurred, regardless of how you believe it happened or who did it, we needed to tweak this program, and I did that. And so I devote the first hour to hard news, breaking issues with a coast-to-coast Alex Jones-type flair to it. I don't want to do what mainstream does. You know, I don't want to. By the time I'm on the air, that stuff's been beaten like a horse, and I don't want to go in that direction. But we will cover those topics, but I think governments are taking a very close look at all kinds of things right now, including a kill switch for the Internet, because they saw what happened in Egypt. And I think these are very dangerous times for us.
Well, sure, I agree with you. But you talk about imbalance. When we have J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs knowingly creating trillions in derivatives, knowing it's worthless, selling it to people, then demanding taxpayer money for it, when you have the government trying to shut down power plants in the U.S. And then building and power plants in China, and we're having rolling blackouts, when we have the imbalance of all of this corruption, obviously people are going to get angry. They're going to get upset and try to bring balance back to that. And speaking of what's happening to the economy worldwide, I mean, every economist I have on says we're already in a depression and we have incredible unemployment. But where do you see the economy going? Where do you see the globalists pushing this?
Alex, let me tell you something. I have never seen a situation where more people were so destitute or in trouble in all my life. I mean, personally, I'm helping my three children with their mortgages and their car payments because they're my kids. You know, I can't see them tossed out. You know, they've got some problems financially, as most Americans do right now. I have had friends call me asking for $1,000 or $2,000 that they say, I want to borrow. Now, you know, when you lend money to a friend, you're not getting it back. It's gone. and so you do it. But I've never seen a situation where more people were so backed up. And it's not like they're going to bars every night and, you know, going out to party with them.
And the media is telling us everything's great, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is what's happening. Those of us who are working, you and me and other people, are doing okay. We're paying our bills. We're buying things once in a while. We're keeping the economy going. I mean, the automobile sales in the U.S. have gone up. People who are working are spending their money, and they're doing okay. But the number of people who aren't working and who aren't okay continues to grow dramatically. And here's the problem. When you create a society between the haves and the have-nots, when that disparity begins to get wider and wider and wider, we are going to have a disaster. What is happening in Egypt can happen here.
Amazing. George Norrie is our guest. We'll continue. We're going to do 15, 20 minutes of calls in the next hour for George. Specific questions for him, 800-259-9231. Stay with us. A lot more coming up.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new sight glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Man thinks, 'cause he rules it us, he can do with it as he pleases. And if things don't change soon, he will.
George Norrie is our guest, and I want to get more into where he sees this economy going, the loss of liberty, the TSA putting up telescreens in 9,000 locations saying spy on your neighbor. So much of what he's been talking about for decades on radio, and what I've been talking about for 16 years, is now unfortunately unfolding. And so the credibility of people that cover these type of subjects is really going up. But before we get into that and then come back and take calls, George, for 15, 20 minutes of the next hour, tell us about your books. Tell us about your radio show. Tell us about Coast to Coast AM for folks that may not routinely tune in because, you know, they've got to work during the day. They can always subscribe to Streamlink and listen whenever they want like I do on my iPhone.
Oh, we love Streamlink. It only costs, if you can believe this, 25 cents a day. But, you know, they can get downloads, podcasting, and it's really an exciting facet of listening to the program, along with your terrestrial radio station, which has really been the staple of Coast to Coast over all these years. It continues to grow, Alex. Just yesterday, I signed an extension taking me through 2013, and the network at the same time said, hey, sometime this year, let's talk about a five-year extension beyond that. So, you know, I'm going to end up being the Casey Kasem of radio. I mean, you know, I'm going to just hang in there as long as I can, bringing everybody the truth. We've got a couple books out. My partner for writing, Bill Burns, who does an incredible job doing 98% of the legwork for these things. Worker in the Light and Journey to the Light. Worker, of course, being the first one in Journey. And I've got another one coming out in the fall with Rosemary Ellen Guiley called Talking to the Dead, which is more like the old traditional Coast to Coast show. But, you know, I've got a twofold goal, and that is, one, stay healthy, because I had a lot of problems, you know, 10 years ago, and I didn't eat right, and I did stupid stuff, and I decided, you know what, enough is this. And I got into a major workout regimen and eating properly and taking natural supplements. And I hope to God we can continue to take natural supplements. But that's the direction I'm going.
Oh, yeah, you're in great shape. And expanding on that, George, you also have done quite a few national TV shows on Sci-Fi Channel and others. I mean, you're doing a lot.
Yeah, I am. Henry Winkler, the Fonz, approached us a couple months ago, and he would like to do a Twilight Zone type show and said, look, I want you to be Rod Serling. So let's see what he works on. But, you know, the bottom line here is I want this program to succeed. I want you to succeed. For people. I'm going to tell you a funny story. Well, as you know, I go back and forth between St. Louis and Los Angeles. You know, my family's in St. Louis, so I have a chance to go see my kids, my soon-to-be six godchildren. And we just built this little facility in Hawaii, by the way, that I can pop up there and do a show out of there, too. It gives us that flavor way out there. But I'm at my favorite restaurant in St. Louis called the Cafe Napoli. And I'm sitting there. I sit in the corner. And a guy comes in, and he's staring at me. And I'm going, oh, boy, here we go. And a young guy, his name's Corey, and he comes up to me. He goes, oh, my God, it's you. And I said, I figured, oh, I'll sign an autograph. I always do that. Or if they want a picture, I'll do that. You know, it's free. I don't charge for that stuff. I'm not like some of the baseball players. And he comes up to me, and he goes, my God, it's you. It's you. And I said, yeah. I put out my hand, and he went, God, I love Alex Jones. I went, hey, what?
Hey, I get the same thing all the time. But, you know, George, that's what I love about you. You reach more people than anybody in the world on any media outlet in a single day except for Rush Limbaugh. I mean, there's no doubting that. And you are such a humble, nice, friendly guy, especially in person when we've gone out, you know, to eat before and been able to hang out with you and, of course, Tom Danheiser. George Norrie, you know, most radio talk show hosts are pretty arrogant. And most of them don't have other radio talk show hosts on their show. But George has myself on and many other talk show hosts because he's such a confident guy and he's into the information. Back in 1 minute.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.